State law requires a public vote anytime parkland is leased or sold, thus protecting the parklands from being reduced in size. But the Hemisphere Master Plan calls for establishing more park space than exists under its current configuration. State Representative Mike Villarreal says House Bill 2018 and Leticia Vandepute's Senate Bill 930 accomplished two protections for the park space at Hemisphere.
Expanding the amount of park space from an effective 6 acres to 20 acres. And number two, bringing in residential development, mixed-use development, but not hotel development.
Hemisphere Park Area Redevelopment Corporation CEO Andres Andujar says the public is already approved using the additional acreage as parkland, but without the legislation, a vote would have to take place, and that would slow the progress. Villarreal says in Hemisphere's case, they're looking at uncovering acres of park space that right now support structures.
They're primarily underneath the original part of the convention center. And so that part is going to be coming down, and that will be an entryway into an enlarged park.
Villarreal also says the legislation protects the master plan from hotel construction so that Hemisphere's primary purpose to serve residents is protected. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.